proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series about the devil and his works by looking at the devil as the accuser of the brethren, a title which he derives from a pronouncement in Revelation chapter 12. The third chapter of the prophet Zechariah's book contained a vision which illustrated the devil's methods in this role. Zechariah beheld the Jewish high priest, who was then Joshua the son of Jozadak. He beheld the Jewish high priest standing as a defendant before the angel of the Lord. The narrative does not make it clear whether the high priest was on trial, so to speak, for his own sins or for the sins of the Jewish nation which he represented. The devil remained at the high priest's right hand, acting as a prosecuting attorney to resist him. Notice that the Hebrew verb for resist, shatan, serves as a linguistic root for the name Satan. Throughout Zechariah's vision, the high priest never defended himself, nor did he defend the Jewish nation. He trusted in the angel of the Lord to serve as his advocate or attorney. In this vision, God reproved the devil, saying, quote, "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee," unquote. With reference to the high priest, God rhetorically asked, quote, "Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" Unquote. Of what sins might the devil have accused Joshua, the high priest? The narrative found in Zechariah chapter 3 does not inform the reader why Joshua was standing trial. Nevertheless, different scripture passages might suggest reasons why the devil would oppose the Jewish high priest. In the third chapter of the book of Romans, Paul propounded that, quote, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God," unquote. As an individual, Joshua the high priest had certainly done so. The devil might have accused him of having transgressed God's ordinances contained in the Mosaic Law, thus failing to live up to God's standards. The devil might also have added that Joshua the high priest, the spiritual leader of the Jewish people, Joshua the high priest had a special obligation to live righteously and had failed to meet that obligation. If Joshua stood in that trial as a representative of the Jewish people, then the devil would direct his accusations at the Israelites' repeated infidelities to God. According to Numbers chapter 14, for example, God judged, quote, "All those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness," unquote. God judged them because, in his words, quote, "They have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice," unquote. Yet, with reference to God's assessment of the same people, the prophet Balaam would later exclaim that, quote, "He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel," unquote. Any accusations that the devil could hurl against either Joshua, the priest, whether they be personal, or whether against Joshua the priest as the representative of the Jewish nation, any accusations that the devil could bring against these would be counterproductive. As a, quote, "brand plucked from the burning," unquote, God's acquittal of the high priest would remind the devil of that divine grace that he, Satan, had forfeited. The same principle holds true regarding Christians. The devil seeks to make believers miserable by dredging up their past sins and hurling them in their face. Instead of giving way to the devil's denunciations, though, Christians need to focus upon and to celebrate God's grace, a grace that was extended to Joshua the high priest, and a grace that is extended to Christians today. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.